it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
Well, indeed we do. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them love. They love us right back. It's all about radio on the go, the various different devices and platforms you can get, not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. But we have a big show out in front of us today, so we're going to talk minimally about the platforms and set the table for today's Spano and Black Deck.
All right, excellent, Bob. Let's do just that. Talk about the myriad of ways very quickly that you can take the Sports Byline Network on the go with you, starting with our award-winning website, sportsbyline.com. Listen live link, and on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews, all that and a whole lot more. So check out the site at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of, be it Android, be it Windows-based, be it Apple-based. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and they all have Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channels. And finally, of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where all the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
Happy and proud to be a part of it. Hopefully we're giving you a little taste of home.
The entirety of Hour 1, some of Hour 2, is going to be NFL-focused, whether it's a recap of a Week 6 NFL Sunday, or a look ahead to the Monday night matchup. In the middle of it all, 40 after hour number 1, 8:40 a.m. Eastern Time, Jason Cole, featured NFL columnist for the Bleacher Report, will join us, give us his take on all things Week 6 NFL. Then as we move into the second hour, we'll roll out of the football and start talking a little Major League Baseball. The postseason rolls along. Kershaw and Jansen put together a classic in what was a hell of a game two in the NLCS. We'll get you caught up on all the Major League Baseball, and that'll be our Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Up next, we'll hit the ground running, kick it off, start recapping Week 6 NFL Sunday, and taking your calls at 800-878-PLAY. We kick off the Spano and Black Attack right after this.
As a pro, I'm always looking for ways to make my business better. And I know I can trust Lowe's to help me get the job done. On my LowesForPros.com account, I can make online purchases and manage spending limits, which helps me focus on the job instead of supplies.
Right now, during Pro Bonus Days, Pro customers can take 10% off your LowesForPros.com purchase when you sign into your account. Valid 613 through 619. Exclusions apply. Can't be combined with other offers or pricing programs. See LowesForPros.com for details. U.S. only.
Now with your American Express card, it's two times as splendid to shop small at local stores. Because today is today, and you could earn two times your rewards. So now those Main Street beats and corner treats are two times as cool and two times as sweet. One-of-a-kind finds have two times the surprise, and hidden spots are two times the tops. There's always a special feeling when you shop small in your neighborhood. And now that it's today, it feels two times as good.
Now through December 31st, you could earn two times your rewards when you shop small with an enrolled American Express card. Learn more and enroll at AmericanExpress.com. You will not earn two times rewards on any bonus you may already enjoy with your card. Prepaid and corporate cards, cards issued by other financial institutions, the Plum Card, and certain other cards are not eligible. Reward cap and other terms apply.
Learn more and enroll online today at AmericanExpress.com. Get out, get together, and shop small.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
The hell with it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. And we got a lot to talk about in the National Football League today. And Jason Cole at 40 after the hour from Bleacher Report. Going to be a fun hour.
It sure is, Bob. And as we said in the open, it's going to be all of hour one, much of hour two. And in the back nine of the show, we'll get you caught up on all the baseball, as we just had a terrific game in the National League Championship Series. That game, too, Dodgers and Cubs, was a great postseason game. And if you were complaining about how long some of the games were, you weren't complaining about last night, that's for sure. They got that one done quickly. It was tight. It was crisp. It was well played. It was brilliantly pitched. And we'll get to that at the back end of the show. Also look ahead to Game 3 ALCS. But we should dive into the football. And before we get into our game-by-game recaps that we always do here on The Attack, this was one of those weeks, this week six in the NFL, that left me with a lot of takeaways and a lot of questions that I find myself asking that need answers. And I figure before we get into the game-by-game stuff, let's attack some of these bigger things, and some of it will result in us analyzing some games, and we'll give those games a little less time as we move along. But I guess the place you have to start is in Dallas. You know, coming off their very impressive victory in Lambeau Field over the Packers, that 30-16 victory over the Packers, the Cowboys now find themselves at 5-1 on the year and truly amongst the very best that the NFC has to offer. And that's without Tony Romo at quarterback. We've seen what Dak Prescott has done. Tony Romo's getting healthier and looks like he's close to being able to return. So I guess the question that begs to be asked, and if you watch the telecast, you heard it being asked all over the telecast.
Oh, yeah.
When Romo is 100% healthy, is it Romo or Prescott under center for the Dallas Cowboys? Why don't you weigh in with your thoughts on who it should be and why, and then I'll give you mine.
Well, it should be Dak Prescott because of the fact they're winning and you never disrupt winning. And I think even the most ardent Tony Romo fan, who is also a Dallas Cowboy fan, would agree with that. If it ain't broke, you don't fix it, you don't screw it up. But with that said, Jerry Jones a couple of weeks ago actually started the quarterback controversy by unequivocally saying that it was Tony Romo's job when he came back. And this is while they were in the midst of this nice little win streak that they have going. He's getting more and more comfortable. He rarely turns the football over. He's in sync with his receivers. And they have a very balanced offense, Joe. They're not protecting him, but they're making sure that he's not at risk in a lot of situations, and they're using Ezekiel Elliott appropriately. And how can you put another quarterback in there, even if it is Tony Romo, and screw up this mix? I just don't see where you can do it. And the old adage in the NFL is you don't lose your job to injury. Well, you know, there was precedent for it one other time, and that's when Tom Brady stepped in New England and never looked back, and he has been the starting quarterback since. We may be seeing a replay of that exact situation in Dallas.
Maybe. Maybe not. And you asked the question, well, how can you replace Dak Prescott after the great start he's gotten off to? And I'll tell you how. Now, first of all, you made a great argument for keeping Dak Prescott in the lineup. Everything you said is spot on right. You know, you talked about you don't mess with winning. You know, the thing about losing your job to injury, I don't care about that. You know, Wally Pipp lost his job to injury. It happens sometimes. It's just the way it is. And the fact that Prescott's very careful with the football, 173 pass attempts without a pick sets an NFL record at the start of a career, you know, breaking a record of the great Tom Brady. Again, you know, nice correlation, nice parallels. But something you said in support of Dak Prescott is exactly why when Romo's 100% that I would put him under center. You talked about the balanced attack, and you talked about how they protect Dak Prescott a little bit. They're still protecting him. They're asking him to do more and more each week, but even you, who thinks that Dak Prescott should remain as the starting quarterback, admits that they protect him a little bit. Agreed?
Agreed.
Right. Well, would you also agree that while the Dallas Cowboys offense, again, Dallas Cowboys defense, again, much like in 2014, because of the balance of the offense and the way it keeps that defense off the field, that this Cowboys defense has clearly exceeded expectations. But at the end of the day, the Dallas Cowboys are carried by their offense and will only go as far as the playoff picture as their offense will take them.
I can go along with that.
Okay. So now we've kind of laid the foundation. Would we agree that right now in 2016, Tony Romo can get more out of this offense than Dak? Because you talked about the fact that Dak's being protected and they're limited in some of the things they can do with him because of his limitations at this point as a developing young quarterback. They're led by that offense. And while this offense has been balanced and it's been very good, it's not necessarily been high-scoring, dynamic, or explosive. And Dak Prescott hasn't really done a great job of using Dez Bryant when healthy or Jason Witten. Those are the two stars of the passing game. Romo has a far better rapport with them than Dak does. And if you put Romo back under center, you go from having a very solid offense that's balanced and doesn't make many mistakes to a potentially high-flying offense that is amongst the NFL's best. Much like the 2014 Cowboys led by Tony Romo, where they had that coveted balance behind that great offensive line, and they were, as a result, able to light it up in the passing game and do an even better job of hiding that defense. So that's my mindset. There's more upside to this offense with a fully healthy Tony Romo in 2016 there than there is with Dak Prescott. And they'll need that upside to make a deep run through the playoffs because of their limitations on the defensive end.
Well, I certainly can understand the perspective. And I think everything you bring to the argument there is valid. You know, it's not, as you're fond of saying, you're not trading ice cream for horse manure either way. And you know, it when you look at it, I can't disagree with anything that you're saying. But as we all know, as quarterbacks come into the league, they develop chemistry with their own favorites. Some of them spread the ball around a little more than others. I you know, and you said one thing in there that I have to at least raise a question. And you said with Tony Romo under center with Jason Witten and Dez Bryant that they're going to automatically be better. I at this point in their career with the fragility of Tony Romo, I don't know that he brings more to the table at this point than Dak Prescott. And I mean it just from the durability factor. It seems like every time he gets hit now, he goes down. Now, I'm not saying his career is over, but, you know, when you look at it, and, you know, part of the fact is that Dez hasn't been healthy, so, you know, they really haven't had a chance, he and Prescott, to develop any level of real chemistry. I'm not so sure, and I never thought I'd say this, that he's an upgrade over a rookie. And just because of where he is in his career, not necessarily where the rookie is in his career.
I'm of the mindset I'd like to see him get that last chance when he's 100% healthy, and he should be 100% healthy before he comes back. And then we're going to see what kind of durability he has. Because even as good as that Cowboys offensive line is and as balanced as their attack can be, he eventually is going to get hit.
Sure.
And if he handles it like he did in the preseason, where the first time he gets hit, he's out for half the year, guess what? The Dallas Cowboys will have to find a way to turn a page on Tony Romo, and then they hand this job to Dak Prescott for good, and there's no looking back. And I happen to think Dak Prescott's going to be the starter when he finally takes over the job without Tony Romo there, or without any question that Prescott is the starter for quite a long time. I just think with the window open the way it is for 2016, Romo's the best chance to seize the opportunity. We'll pick it up there next on The Attack and roll to some other big questions that come out of a Week 6 NFL Sunday right after this.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. Over the years, we've witnessed numerous genres colliding with rock music to create unique tracks consisting of a hybrid of sounds, but none quite so impactful or unlikely as that of Aerosmith's collaboration with Run DMC for their seminal version of Walk This Way. Join me at focusonrock.com, where I look at that special moment in music history when rap and electric guitars entwined and cultural worlds collided.
Your music can take you anywhere you want to go. And Guitar Center is the best place to start the journey. Save up to 25% on over 200,000 guitars, amps, and accessories from major brands. Get an Epiphone Limited Edition Les Paul for just $399, an Ibanez Electric for $249, a Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustic Electric for $199, or Daddario Strings 3-packs for $10. Where will your new guitar take you? Guitarathon is going on now at Guitar Center.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. We're just talking some Dallas Cowboy football. Here is what we should, one of the overriding storylines in the National Football League from this weekend. And Joe, I don't think either one of us could disagree with either one of us as far as the merits of either quarterback. I completely understand why people would want Romo back there, as I think people would understand why people would want Dak Prescott back there. But I think he is their quarterback of the future. It's entirely possible that the future is right now. It's going to be a very interesting decision that they're going to have to make when Romo is 100% healthy. I don't think they go wrong either way, to be completely honest. If Prescott ends up struggling at some point in the season, if they decide to stick with him, they can certainly go to Romo when he's healthy, and nobody would bat an eye. And if they go to Romo, and you know, the only thing Romo needs to do is not lose a football game right off the bat, and everything will be fine. But if he loses his first game out of the chute, everybody will be screaming bloody murder.
That's very true, Bob. I just think, and to kind of tie this up and move on to some of the other big overriding stories and some of my other big takeaways from a Week 6 NFL Sunday, it's not an easy decision because of what they've accomplished with Prescott under center and what he's done to be an integral part of it. But at the end of the day, and again, this is how I really see it, with the offense having to be the thing that carries the mail, and it's that offense's efficiency and ability to stay on the field and be dynamic that allows this defense to perform. You know, this year's defense looks just like the 2014 defense. Yep. They're only on the field about 26 minutes a game, and all of a sudden they look pretty darn good. You know, it's not a talented group. They don't do anything particularly well, but they don't give up a ton of points. They force you to be impatient, and because you don't get many chances because of the balance of their offense, it all works out. The thing is, with Romo, a healthy Romo, and I don't know if he can ever be healthy, but I think when you proclaim him 100%, not just ready to go when you're rushing him in there because Brandon Weeden is your quarterback, when he's 100% ready to go, him and Dez back on the field, getting Witten back involved, I think there's an element of explosion and dominance that this offense can find, gear that they can find that they're not finding under Dak. And again, they've been good on offense, but I think both of us would admit that it's far from explosive and far from where 100% healthy Tony Romo can take this offense. The biggest question for the Cowboys, and it's what you talked about, boils down to health. When the 100% Tony Romo goes out there, how long before he has to be, taken off on a stretcher or picked up with a spatula and he's not playing anymore? Because he may not be durable enough at this stage of the game to play in the NFL. But if I'm the Cowboys, I find out. And I put him out there when he's 100% because I think there's something else that we can get and another gear that we can add to this offense. And the NFC is devoid of great teams, and it is very much wide open. Why not the Cowboys? And I think when you have that chance, you put all conventions to the side, whether it be your starter can't lose a job because of injury. How do you pull a guy? You don't mess with winning. I want to win a championship, and I know in Dallas they want to as well. It may backfire. It may end up proving out that Romo can't stay healthy. You put him out there, and within a game or two, it's Dak Prescott under center. And I think once he gets hurt again, and it's one of those injuries that is just a matter of a lack of durability, and it's a situation where he's going to be out for some time, at that point, they'll turn the page on Tony Romo as their starter, and they'll turn the keys to the Maserati over to Dak Prescott for good.
You think it's fair to give general manager Jerry Jones an A+ on this draft class thus far?
Oh, boy. And, we were critical of no veteran quarterback, and I know I was most vocal in my criticism of him not bringing in a veteran quarterback to back up Tony Romo. And once Tony Romo got hurt, there were an awful lot of I told you so's. Well, he's getting the last laugh right now. And, boy, you are right about that. He has made many of us, including myself, eat a big, healthy helping of humble pie.
Another quarterback conversation, and this one not a good one.
Aaron Rodgers. Now, I know he's only 33, but numbers tell one story, and the eye test supports it. And I, this is a quarterback. You see an ageless Tom Brady. You saw a formerly ageless Peyton Manning, an ageless Eli Manning, an ageless Philip Rivers, a relatively ageless Carson Palmer. And then you see Aaron Rodgers at just the tender age of 33 over the last season and almost a half really decline as a quarterback. You know, you take last year's numbers, only 3,800 yards, less than 4,000 yards, a completion percentage down, you know, 5% from his career average. He was always a 65% plus passer, down to 60%. Interceptions up a little bit, but here's my biggest takeaway on him. The yards per attempt. Over his career and through his prime years as the starter, always somewhere between 8 yards and 9 yards an attempt. This year and last year, 6.5 and 6.7 yards an attempt. There is something different in his performance. The completion percentage is way down. The yardage is way down. He's not going to throw for 4,000 yards again. He's only got 1,170 through five games this year. The numbers say he's a diminishing and declining quarterback. And when you put it to the eye test and you watch, what you're seeing is a guy who his accuracy has waned. Even when he's hitting guys, they're reaching, they're stopping. And the realities are he's not helping his receivers out. Last year, they blamed it on no Jordy Nelson. Well, Jordy Nelson's back. What's this year's excuse?
Yeah, no, but I think you have to break this down piece by piece. And you took it back to last year, so let's go there. It was Jordy Nelson not being there. And he was very limited on what was available because the rolling buffet known as his running back, Eddie Lacy, it was not helping him out in any way, shape, or form. He couldn't even get to the line of scrimmage. And they were extremely limited. But when you look at this team overall, Joe, it's a team on the decline. Now, Aaron Rodgers might be on the decline personally, but this team is on the decline as well. His offensive line isn't doing him any favors. The wide receiver core is Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, and a bunch of who. And, you know, they're finally getting some running back play. The defense is And they still have a 3-2 overall record. I'm going to put some of this on Aaron, but I'm not so fast to say he's on a precipitous decline as a lot of people that I've heard with the rumblings. I think it's more the team as a whole is starting to go downhill by attrition. He's the quarterback right now, and you know it's going to go with him as well, but I'm not so sure it's just necessarily all about him and his decline. I think it's more a collective effort overall, or lack thereof, by the Green Bay Packers.
Interesting. I mean, the numbers, and I'm not, and a lot of this is really me using the numbers to base up, to back up my eye test. I mean, if you watch that game yesterday, you know how the great quarterbacks and Aaron Rodgers would always hit those guys right in stride so they could pick up yards after the catch, or he'd throw guys open. I'm watching this game. He's throwing passes at completions. They're at people's feet.
Yeah.
You know, they're having to stop. They're having to reach. There's no yardage after catch because there's nobody catching the passes in stride. There's an accuracy issue, and that's backed up by losing about five percentage points in completion percentage. And they're not driving the ball down the field. It's a dink and dunk offense that's become less accurate. And as a result, the offense as a whole is less explosive, but I really think this quarterback and his real and precipitous decline is one of the driving forces behind this. And if I was the Packers, he's still young by today's NFL quarterback standards. I'd be really perplexed at why he's taken such a backwards and downward turn. I understand the contributing factors, but There's something more at play here that looks like diminishing returns from Aaron Rodgers that's feeding into the failings of this team. And as we've talked about all year long, they're no longer truly an elite team within the NFC. And we've talked about how there's been a changing of the guard this year. It's real. And the Packers have fallen back in the pack in the NFC.
Yeah, and, you know, again, though, I do think, especially with that last statement, I think he's a big part of it, obviously, with his production or lack thereof. But, you know, Joe, you look at this roster, there's not a ton of talent on it. And they're starting to slide in the wrong direction. That ain't his fault. Now, the accuracy, I watched the same game you did. I agree with you 100%. Maybe it's something physical. Maybe he's starting to get happy feet because he's taken a bit of a pounding over the last couple of years. You know, we'll have to see whether it plays out. I find it hard to believe at 32 years of age, he's already on that decline where we're starting to go, uh-oh, we need to worry about his career. It just, in today's NFL, it doesn't seem to operate that way.
Over the course of the next couple of weeks, Bob, and we'll get Jason Cole's thoughts on this, but also over the course of the next couple of weeks, we'll get somebody that watches every snap on film on here, and we'll get their take on it, because that may go a long way in answering this riddle that is Aaron Rodgers. And speaking of Jason Cole, he's next here on the Spano and Black Attack with his thoughts on all things Week 6 NFL. That's next. I'm Spano, he's Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Your music can take you anywhere you want to go. And Guitar Center is the best place to start the journey. Save up to 25% on over 200,000 guitars, amps, and accessories from major brands. Take $200 off select American-made Fender guitars. Get a Martin X-Series Acoustic Electric for $449, a Yamaha Acoustic for just $99, or Daddario Strings 3-packs for $10. Where will your new guitar take you? Guitarathon is going on now at Guitar Center.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. We'll put the phones on hold for a couple of minutes as we're joined by Jason Cole from the Bleacher Report. We've been talking NFL, and nobody does it better than Jason Cole. Good morning, Jason. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Good to be here. What's going on, guys?
And we're hanging out. We're having a good time. We're chatting some football. We're just missing some beer. That's all.
It's that time of day where you could probably have one or two.
5 o'clock somewhere. Hey, we'll pick up right where Joe and I left off in the conversation. We were talking Aaron Rodgers. We were talking about whether or not we're watching the precipitous decline of a premier NFL quarterback. Joe is going to the stats, and I think they're accurate, but I'm going to the quality of the team around him, and I think maybe it's not so much Aaron, but what they've been able to put around him. What say you?
I would agree with the latter part of that. I think that there's a problem with the talent around him. I would say that the lack of a quality tight end has really hurt him here the last year. They used to have, you know, JerMichael Finley, who was a great receiving tight end. Then they went to Andrew Corliss, who was a decent receiving tight end. By last year, when Corliss got in trouble and got hurt, they were down to Richard Rodgers, who's just okay. And this year, you just have Rodgers at this point in time because Jared Cook is hurt. And so they haven't done that. I think there's a decline in the ability of their wide receivers. I think that Jordy Nelson is not fully back, certainly not speed-wise, back to what he was. I think most of those guys are just okay. And when you don't have the great tight end, or at least a decent representative tight end, to help those wide receivers, that's affecting them. And finally, I would say that Mike McCarthy has not done a very good job of updating that offense and adding any movement to help get those receivers open. So I would say that those are parts of the problem. I still see the same Aaron Rodgers talent-wise that we've seen before, but I don't think the quality of what's around him has definitely declined. I have no question about that.
What about the quarterback situation in Dallas, Jason? I mean, there's all kinds of conventions that say, well, you can't take out and mess with winning. You can't have the starter lose his job because of health. Realities are 5-1. Prescott's been very good. Romo, in my mind, for 2016, perhaps could take this offense to another level if he could stay upright. What's your thoughts on this Dallas Cowboys quarterback situation? How will they solve it? And in your mind, how should they solve it?
Well, I would still go back to Tony, because Tony, in pressure moments, has been there and gotten them to the playoffs and gotten them close. So I think Romo's still the better bet. But I would look at it this way. Romo's got one more chance. You know, and whether his body gives out because it gets hurt or he doesn't play very well, yeah, this is it. This is because you know you have a quality player behind him. I just feel like eventually people are going to figure out Dak Prescott, and they're going to force him to do things that he doesn't like to do. Fortunately, he has been able to get through this with a great running game. I mean, Elliott makes everything so much easier for them, and they're playing from leads a lot of the time. That doesn't take anything away from a rookie fourth-round draft pick having a fantastic year. But I would still wager, I would put a bigger wager on Tony Romo taking them to the promised land than I would on Dak Prescott at this point in time. But I will say, if I put Romo out there and he goes another two games, gets hurt again, and is sitting for 4 or 5 weeks, I would look at Tony and say, Tony, we can't have this anymore. You know, if you can't be on the field, if you're not available, then I got to go with somebody who's healthy, who's ready to go. And that's just the way the future of this team has to be.
You know, Joe and I and many who do what we do for a living have discussed Jerry Jones and his hands-on approach with picking the groceries, as it were, for his franchise. But Lord almighty, how can anybody criticize what he did in this past draft class? And you know something? When you look over the rosters of the various NFL teams, it seems to me he gets it right as much as most of the other GMs in the National Football League.
Well, I mean, lately, yeah, because he's turned that over to somebody else. He's not picking the players most of the time. Now, he'll have some strong influence, but
yes,
they had to calm him down and keep him from taking Johnny Manziel.
So, well,
if Jerry had his way, it wouldn't always work, and some of the failures have been spectacular. I mean, you know, Randy Gregory was a spectacular failure. Now, it wasn't necessarily I understand the bet, you know, I understand why you take him, but it was still a spectacular failure. And I think that they've taken too many guys with, you know, drug or alcohol issues. And they've overlooked that, you know, quite a bit. But, you know, they've done a pretty good job of saying, let football people make decisions and let Jerry stay out of the way for the most part. And when we really can't figure it out, when we have the idea of whether we're going to take Jalen Ramsey or whether we're going to take whether we're going to take Ezekiel Elliott, okay, let's hear what the boss has to say.
Those are the dulcet tones of the brilliant Jason Cole from the Bleacher Report joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Let's talk about the Pittsburgh situation. Ben Roethlisberger going to have meniscus surgery today, more than likely. I've heard anywhere from one game to no timeline. What are you hearing on how long Ben's going to be out, number one? And number two, if they have to turn this thing over to Landry Jones for any extended period of time, can they win any games?
Well, the answer to the second part is they can win some, maybe, but they're not going to win enough to make the playoffs. So, you know, you can pretty much X them out of the playoffs if it's Landry Jones for an extended period of time. The answer to the first part is unknown. I don't think they're going to know until they get into surgery. That's the latest I heard, probably around, you know, 1 or 2 o'clock this morning, you know, just before I went to bed, is that they still don't know the timetable, because they don't know if this is just a cleanup of the torn meniscus, the torn cartilage there, or whether this is a repair. And a repair is a long-term thing. That's what Adrian Peterson did. But if you go back to what happened to Adrian Peterson, the day that it happened, Mike Zimmer came out and said he should only miss a couple of weeks. Everything should be fine. Don't worry about it. But then, a couple of days later, Peterson makes the decision, no, I don't want to just do a cleanup on the knee. I want to do a full repair. And so doing a full repair, basically sewing the cartilage back together, is a 3 to 4 month minimum rehab. And so we'll find out today whether Roethlisberger is opting for the full repair or if this is just a standard cleanup where they take out whatever whatever damaged cartilage there is, and then he'll deal with the long-term effects of lost cartilage later in his life.
That's an interesting take on it. I mean, it's I guess from the competitor point of view, it would be very difficult for him not to go short term, but for his athletic career, if they're talking to him and they're saying, "Hey, you got to go long term for the overall health," man, that's going to be an ultimate hard decision for him to make.
Yeah, well, but it also depends on the condition of the cartilage. I mean, sometimes you can repair it, and sometimes all you can do is clean it up. So it's sometimes what you discover when you get into the surgery. Sometimes you know in advance, depending on what the MRI looks like. Now, I think most people are optimistic that it's only going to be a cleanup, which is optimistic for the team, not necessarily optimistic for the player.
Let's head out to San Francisco and talk about the 49ers, speaking of quarterbacks. Colin Kaepernick in, Blaine Gabbert back to the bench. Didn't look much different to me. And now that they put together the prenuptial agreement, I guess there's a divorce at the end of the year that will cost neither side much of anything.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is probably going to go that direction where, yeah, they part ways at the end of the season. I mean, that's more than likely. I thought they were marginally better. I think they averaged 5 yards per play versus, you know, in all the games that Gabbert played, it's 4.5. That's a fairly substantial difference, and fairly substantial given it was Kaepernick's first game back. So, you know, you think it can only get better from here. So you'll get some gap, but it wasn't enough to sit there and go, wow, like, let's break out the checkbook and see if we can re-sign Kaepernick right now, obviously, or try and find some way to make him happy. You know, it wasn't quite that good. So we'll see what the progression is. But I thought Kaepernick played okay. He was sharp on some passes, and he was sharper than I'd seen since maybe 2014 or late 2013. But not all of them. He was still erratic on some throws. And I think he read defenses a little bit faster than I expected in the situation. But that team falls apart and puts you in a no-win situation where you've got to do nothing but throw. And if you're asking Kaepernick to do nothing but throw, you know, that's not really his game.
You know, you talk about a team falling apart, Jason, and we Joe and I have discussed Super Bowl hangover, but, man, we're watching one of the great ones in the Carolina Panthers and the way they've just collapsed this season.
Oh, look, there's an old adage by Al Davis, and he would tell it, don't ever leave your team without good corners. And when they decided to let Josh Norman go, and then Peanut Tillman goes, and then they put Benny Benwithery early in the season in the number one corner spot, which he's not ready to handle. And then you let Roman Harper go. You've essentially let changed out four of your top five positions in your secondary. And they're not a great pass rush team. They have a good front seven, but it's not a pass rush front seven. They've never replaced Greg Hardy, who was a terrific pass rusher. They made up for it with a combination of coverage and a bunch of decent, to good pass rushers. Nobody great. So when you take away that whole secondary and change it all out, you're left with, a decimated group that can't play, that can't play pass defense right now, and it's showing up. And then combine that with the injuries and problems that you've had from Cam Newton. This is a disaster. And I think it's an important lesson for Dave Gettleman, the general manager, and Ron Rivera. I don't think they're going anywhere, but this is definitely a hard, hard lesson.
Jason, last one before we let you run. We only have a minute or so left. It's the real easy, open-ended bailout question from me and makes you do all the work. Beyond what we discussed, any other what is your other biggest takeaway from a Week 6 NFL Sunday? What really caught your attention on Sunday?
Well, I think the fact that Cincinnati, which I thought was a much better team, more talented, really got run over for the second week in a row by a quality team makes me really start to wonder about the focus of that team. I know New England's good, New England's at home, but if you expect to be winning a division and expect to make progress in a season after that emotional loss in the playoffs a year ago, then you have to take a stand at certain points of time. And the back-to-back weeks against Dallas, against New England, they have not. Neither offensively nor defensively. And so this is a regression of the Bengals, who played okay in the first three games, but played very poorly in the last two.
Jason, you're the best, man. It's always a home run when we have you on. Look forward to doing it again as the 2016 NFL season continues to unfold in front of us. I know you got a busy morning. Eventually, hopefully, you'll get a decent night's sleep. Really do appreciate it. Let's do it again soon.
No problem, guys. Be good. Thanks.
You got it. Bye-bye now. Jason Cole, featured NFL writer, columnist from the Bleacher Report, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Bob, great insight. Jason's one of the best, man. And you so much ground in 13, 14 minutes with him that he's an unqualified Grand Slam home run every time you have him on.
No question about it.
We'll tie a bow around hour one. Next here on The Attack, I'm Spano. He's Black. If you want to join the conversation, 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, at Sports Byline USA. We'll wrap hour one after this.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
When they put their heads together, nothing happens.
Wait a second. That was a shot, wasn't it?
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Fun hour here in hour one, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, great insight, great stuff. Between, you know, us getting into some discussion on some of the issues of the day, the big stories around a week six NFL Sunday, and the take from Jason Cole, we covered a lot of ground. You know, but before we get out the door for hour one, and, you know, I mean, the things you see on the internet, the things and the stories that people will write that are just, I don't know.
Idiocy?
Ridiculous. I hate to call this guy out, because we'll probably have him on at some point to ridicule him. Mark Kisla from the Denver Post. He wrote an article that in his infinite wisdom has the Broncos trading Trevor Siemian to the Cowboys for Tony Romo to help bolster the Denver Broncos' hopes of defending their Super Bowl championship.
Had to fill some space, did he?
I guess. I just I don't see that there's a chance that a trade like this ever happens. I get on some level the logic for the two sides. The problem is that, again, Romo's so brittle. If you bring him into Denver and he gets hurt after two games, the extremely raw Paxton Lynch is going to short circuit their entire season. That, and if you're the Cowboys, are you really giving up Tony Romo, a borderline Hall of Fame quarterback, for the very nice story that is Trevor Siemian?
Yeah.
But if you watch that Hail Mary pass at the end of the game, you can see the limitations.
Yes. Well, it was fodder for 35 seconds of discussion.
And there you go. We'll step aside now, and then we'll come back at you with a big hour two of the Span on Black Attack right here on Sports Byline.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Iraqi forces, with our assistance, are going to prevail. There's no question.
A long-anticipated battle to wrestle control of the Iraqi city of Mosul from ISIS has begun, and former General David Petraeus says,
"The Islamic State fighters in Mosul are dead men walking, and I think they increasingly know it."
Petraeus, also the former CIA director, speaks on ABC's This Week as the Iraqi prime minister announces that the operation has begun to seize that country's second-largest city from the terrorist army.
Do you feel you're modeling appropriate and positive behavior for today's youth?
No, next.
The real Donald Trump not laughing at the latest Saturday Night Live sketch about the second presidential debate featuring liberal actor Alec Baldwin as the GOP nominee. The real Trump takes to Twitter, calls the skit a hit job, and suggests it's time to retire the unfunny show. This is USA Radio News.
Well, the story's in the headlines. Yahoo hit in the worst hack ever. 500 million accounts taken. If you've ever had a Yahoo email account or been affiliated with Yahoo, you're in dire jeopardy of identity theft. And we have help for you. It is free. USA Radio Network listeners can sign up now for free to get ID Lion's identity theft insurance. 800-941-6844. 800-941-6844. You've got to protect yourself right now. This hack. It's going to cause millions grief, loss of time, bad credit. And if your identity is stolen, it gets worse than that. And you know, 1 in 4 Americans will experience identity theft. So insure your identity now with ID Lion, risk-free, 800-941-6844, 800-941-6844. And you actually get a free gift for signing up today. 800-941-6844, 800-941-6844.
Trump advisor and former New York mayor Rudy Giuliani saying he's not calling women who are accusing Trump of unwanted sexual advances liars. However, Giuliani says,
"I believe my friend Donald Trump when he tells me he didn't do it. I know Donald. I've been with him for 28 years. I've never seen him do anything like that. I haven't been able to focus on every single one of the things that they've said."
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Giuliani dismissing allegations of sexual assault against the Republican nominee, calling them a distraction from issues like tax rates and the fight against ISIS. 3 men under arrest for allegedly plotting a terror attack in Kansas against some Muslims. They were arrested on Friday and charged with domestic terrorism after authorities said they planned to bomb an apartment complex and mosque occupied by a Muslim community of more than 100 Somali refugees in Garden City, Kansas. Federal prosecutors say the men had gathered a large amount of guns and ammo they planned to use in the attack. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
FBI Director James Comey saying numbers do not support claims that there's an epidemic of police officers shooting black men, though Comey did press a gathering of police chiefs on Sunday to do a better job of reporting statistics on shootings involving cops. Comey saying more complete numbers would help people understand whether there is an epidemic or whether viral videos on social media give the impression there are more deadly encounters between police and people of color than there really are. Currently, there is no national collection of police shooting reports, but that's expected to change next year. After talks in London, the U.S. and Britain are calling for an immediate and unconditional ceasefire in Yemen. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels are battling the government in Yemen, the government being supported by Gulf states, including Saudi Arabia.
A Saudi-led bombing campaign in Yemen has come under increasing criticism after a recent airstrike on a funeral gathering, which the UN says killed 140 people. The UN's special envoy for the country says he's been in contact with the Houthi rebels' lead negotiator and with the government of President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi, and hopes for clearer plans on a possible ceasefire in the coming days. It comes after a US admiral said on Saturday that an American destroyer in the Red Sea had again been targeted in an apparent failed missile attack from the coast of Yemen. Ollie Barrett, London.
Remember, we're online too at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Well, indeed we did. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out of the West Coast. You, phone number 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of The Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. You know the drill. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. Platforms, devices, various different ways you can get this terrific show and all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Joe, would you please explain it to the peeps?
Will do, Bob. Many ways you can take Sports Byline on the go, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. Listen Live Link allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen on the network and on our homepage. Wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more. sportsbyline.com. There's the great apps, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of, be it Android, be it Apple, be it Windows-based. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and each and every one of them has a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. And most importantly of all for us, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, Bob, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, most notably, in my mind, the Spano and Black Attack.
No question about it, and obviously they do. We get feedback all the time on our award-winning website. Oh, wait. it's certainly something we're happy and proud to be a part of, and we know you're serving us no matter where you are in the country, no matter where you are in the world. Hopefully we're giving you a little taste of home.
Well said, Bob. In this hour, hour number two of a Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack, still a lot of NFL. You know, we'll hit the game-by-game recaps, rapid-fire fashion. Some of the games where we broke into some storylines, we'll keep it a little shorter. And then in the back nine of the show, we'll get into all the Major League Baseball postseason action. We got a lot to talk about, a lot to look back on, a lot to look ahead to.
No question about it. And you know, it's always interesting in the National Football League. Never dull.
Well, that's it. We're going to start hitting the ground running. Game-by-game recaps of a Week 6 NFL Sunday. That's next. Here on the Spano and Black Attack, I'm Joe Spano, he's Bob Black. No flipping.
As a pro, I'm always looking for ways to make my business better. And I know I can trust Lowe's to help me get the job done. On my LowesForPros.com account, I can make online purchases and manage spending limits, which helps me focus on the job instead of supplies.
Right now, during Pro Bonus Days, Pro customers can take 10% off your LowesForPros.com purchase when you sign into your account. Valid 6/13 through 6/19. Exclusions apply. Can't be combined with other offers or pricing programs. See LowesForPros.com for details. U.S. only.
Now with your American Express card, it's two times as splendid to shop small at local stores. Because today is two-day, and you could earn two times your rewards. So now those Main Street beats and corner treats are two times as cool and two times as sweet. One-of-a-kind finds have two times the surprise, and hidden spots are two times the tops. There's always a special feeling when you shop small in your neighborhood. And now that it's two-day, it feels two times as good.
Now through December 31st, you could earn two times your rewards when you shop small with an enrolled American Express card. Learn more and enroll at AmericanExpress.com. You will not earn 2x rewards on any bonus you may already enjoy with your card. Prepaid and corporate cards, cards issued by other financial institutions, the Plum Card, and certain other cards are not eligible. Reward cap and other terms apply.
Learn more and enroll online today at AmericanExpress.com. Get out, get together, and shop small.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
I will sue you for everything you have. I will sue your ass.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56 at Bob Black 71. On a game we touched on briefly as we jump right to it, Colin Kaepernick gets the start, but the Buffalo Bills have the final word as 28 points in the second half blows the San Francisco 49ers out of the stadium as Buffalo wins 45-16, Joe.
Well said, Bob. The better unit for the San Francisco 49ers is their defense, but it was not to be yesterday at New Era Stadium in Buffalo. Tyrod Taylor, very good and efficient in the passing game, 17 for 26, 179. Two touchdowns, no picks. Sacks not a factor. And Shady McCoy, 19 for 140, three touchdowns. You might want to tackle that guy.
Yep. Not to mention the rest of the team is 44 overall carries for 312. Yeah, you heard me, 312. Rushing yards.
Exactly right. Tyrod Taylor, 8 for 68. Mike Gillisley, 6 for 60 and a touchdown. Jonathan Williams, the rookie out of Arkansas, 5 for 21. The list goes on and on and on and on and on. But 44 for 312. This is not a wishbone team running the option. This is a National Football League team, running the I formation, and they ran it 44 times for 312 yards. And added another 179 through the air. So the Bills did exactly what they wanted against that 49ers defense. The 49ers offense, well, look, same old 49ers. Were they marginally better in the run game? I think that's fair to say with Kaepernick. What he can do at the mesh point, just with his superior speed and athleticism over Blaine Gabbert, I think that was apparent in the run game yesterday. But throwing the football, again, he's an incredibly inaccurate passer. And really isn't a great fit for what Chip wants to do. So as we talked about in the last hour with Jason Cole, I think the realities are the reworking of the contract was, in essence, the prenuptial agreement as all sides get ready for the all but certain divorce at the end of the year.
Yep. And, you know, we talked about it at length last week, and more than likely that's how it's going to play out. But, I think he'll be back there, though, for the rest of the season, barring injury.
Yeah, I mean, he was 13 for 9, 187. Again, he's not an accurate thrower. I mean, even some of the big hitting plays, you know, they short. And his accuracy is an issue for him to be an elite NFL quarterback. It was there in the past with an offense designed for his strengths. This is not that offense. So, but as you say, We'll see him there for the rest of the year. It's his audition to go ply his trade somewhere else, whether it be as a starter or a backup, whether it be for a lot of money or very little money. That all remains to be seen.
Yep. Philadelphia losing as they go to 3-2 against the Washington Redskins, 27-20, and a workmanlike game for both teams, Washington prevailing.
Carson Wentz wasn't particularly good in this one. You talked about missing Lane Johnson last week. Boy, that reared its ugly head. He was sacked five times in this one and pressured all the way through. And the limitations of the skill position weapons on offense really was exposed here as the Washington defense controlled the Eagles. The Kirk Cousins pick six here went a long way in helping Philadelphia stay in this one. Cousins, again, showing you he was okay. But he's showing you exactly why the Redskins were hesitant to heap all kinds of money upon him. And I guess rightfully so. Matt Jones led the way as Washington ran the ball very, very well. 230 yards on 33 carries in this one. And their defense was pretty darn solid in heating up Carson Wentz and really controlling things. This was a good win for a Redskins team that I'm not convinced they're very good, but 4-2 is 4-2.
Yeah,
they're right there in what is a wide-open NFC for the Eagles. There's going to be days like these, but there's also going to be some good days every once in a while. They're one of those teams, and while they're one of those teams, their quarterback is learning about the NFL on the fly, and he's not embarrassing himself or this team while doing it.
You know, over the years, we've criticized Washington for the way they go about doing business, structuring rosters, paying money out to players that don't deserve it, and the list goes on and on for them. They've made the right call in Kirk Cousins. And I think at the end of the season, Joe, because, look, all the other teams are seeing exactly what Washington is seeing. It's not that you can't win with Kirk Cousins. Washington has proven that you can. They got to the playoffs last year. As you said, 4-2 is 4-2. This year, you can win with Kirk Cousins behind center. The question is, how much are you willing to pay him to win with him behind center? The more I see of this season, the more I see of what's going on with this team, I have a feeling that at the end of the year, they're going to come to an amicable agreement on his future with this football team. They'll make the money work where he'll be compensated correctly. Because I don't think any other team's going to come along and blow Washington out of the water as far as throwing money at Kirk Cousins. And I think Kirk Cousins will come to the realization that he's worth X amount of dollars no matter what his agent says. And he could end up being Washington's long-term quarterback because they can win with him.
Fair enough, Bob. Those answers will all come in the offseason. He just has to keep playing. We move on to more 1 o'clock action. One of the Joe Spano surprises of the 2016 season improves to 3-3. Only one game out of the top spot in the AFC South. They're the Tennessee Titans, 28-26 over the winless Browns, who fall to 0-6. Again, Browns are a bad football team, but Cody Kessler's not that bad of a quarterback. He wasn't bad. 26 for 41, 336, two touchdowns. No interceptions. It'd be nice if they protected him a little bit.
Nah.
And, you know, it'd be nice if Cleveland ran the ball. 15 carries, 40 yards as a football team. Final score in this one doesn't tell the story. Late, the Titans traded points for time and let Cleveland get back in this one. It almost got a little too close for comfort. But Mariota carried the Tennessee Titans on Sunday. 17 for 24, 284, three touchdowns and a pick through the air. He chipped in with another seven carries for 64 yards on the ground. And that defense for the Tennessee Titans, you may not know many names, but they are pretty darn good.
Yeah, you know, I mean, look, you give credit where credit is due. As we said in the preview, Joe, Tennessee's learning how to win. Well, this is a team that you have to beat when you're learning how to win. A little tight around the collar at the end, as you said, but they did the job. And they're sitting there at 3-3. One thing about this division, which I'm finding interesting, all four teams have given up more points than their offenses have scored. Not a good sign going forward, no matter who comes out of the South.
That's a very fair statement. That's a good little nugget. I like that one. What I thought may have been the very best division in all of football has turned out to be far and away the worst.
Yeah.
You're not going to get them all right all the time, man. Well, then I tell you.
That's it.
Let's wrap up this segment, maybe carry this a little bit into the next segment. The New York Football Giants improved to 3-3 with a 27-23 victory over the Ravens, who fall to 3-3. These are two of many, and this was a classic I-don't-want-it-you-take-it football game. Pretty lackluster for three quarters, pretty interesting at the end, but both teams showing why they're two of many in that, well, let's be truthful about it. Both teams had a chance to seize this game and win it, and neither did it. And by default, in many ways, the Giants found a way to win. Great effort by Odell Beckham Jr. He catches touchdown passes and proposes to inanimate objects.
Yes, he certainly does. He seems to have an intimate relationship with that net, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
in many ways.
Ooh,
by the way, Kamar Aiken is still open in the right-hand corner of the end zone, Joe. You might want to throw it to him.
Now why would we do that? I don't want it. You take it. All I can say is this. As the Giants season unfolds, they might want to have a couch and a shrink travel with Odell Beckham each and every week, and they might want to put it right on the sidelines. He is a great player, but boy, he is a few sandwiches short of a picnic, man. And I got to tell you, the antics are a pain. The talent's so great that it makes him worth the trouble. But even after scoring the touchdown, he makes sure that they're not going to make it easy. He gets the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty and puts the Ravens in position to win this game in the waning seconds. More on that game and a whole bunch of others from a Week 6 NFL Sunday next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Spano, he's Black, no flipping.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. Over the years, we've witnessed numerous genres colliding with rock music to create unique tracks consisting of a hybrid of sounds, but none quite so impactful or unlikely as that of Aerosmith's collaboration with Run DMC for their seminal version of Walk This Way. Join me at focusonrock.com, where I look at that special moment in music history when rap and electric guitars entwined and cultural worlds collided.
Your music can take you anywhere you want to go. And Guitar Center is the best place to start the journey. Save up to 25% on over 200,000 guitars, amps, and accessories from major brands. Get an Epiphone Limited Edition Les Paul for just $399, an Ibanez Electric for $249, a Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustic Electric for $199, or D'Addario Strings 3-packs for $10. Where will your new guitar take you? Guitarathon is going on now at Guitar Center.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What do you think we are, a bunch of states?
Olsen said that y'all scored 38 and should have had 50. Do you buy into that?
That's what Olsen said.
How did you feel today?
Feel all right.
Any lingering effects?
No, sir.
Just talk about the emotion of the game.
Just got to find ways to win the football game.
Is this as disappointing as you've been in a while, Ken?
Next question.
The slow start, this has been a kind of characteristic of the Stamps in this year. Why do you think that keeps?
Just got to find ways to win the football game.
After tying it up there late in the fourth quarter, how frustrating is it to be on the sideline helpless watching?
Next question.
That's it, right?
Well, that is the back two-thirds of the post-game press conference from Cam Newton after the Carolina Panthers lost to the New Orleans Saints. And we'll get to Cam Newton in just a second as we come back to the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. 1-800-878-PLAY to join the discussion. That number to get involved again, 800-878-7529. If you want to do it on Twitter, 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. But before we dive into Saints and Panthers, Bob, let's wrap up the Giants and the Ravens. And again, these are two pretty mediocre teams. Their defenses were both inconsistent in this football game. Their offenses are both inconsistent. Eli Manning throwing for over 400 yards becomes just the eighth player with 300 touchdowns in his career. And he was pretty good yesterday. And Odell Beckham Jr. was remarkable. But beyond that, those two guys really carried the New York Giants on offense, and the defense bent a lot, didn't break, and ultimately stiffened in the red zone. That coupled with some very gutsy yet questionable decisions by John Harbaugh, along with an offense that could not execute in the red zone, and a team beset by penalties in a classic, I don't want it, you take it. The Giants took it. They're 3-3. And again, as we've talked about, they're one of many. I mean, I look at them and I don't expect great things. Same thing. We had some questions on the Ravens after their big 3-0 start, having not beaten anybody. And I think we got some answers on them. They're okay. If things break right, could they win 10 games and be a playoff contender? Sure. If things break wrong, could they win 7 games and be a playoff pretender? Sure. Same deal with the New York Football Giants. That's what these teams are.
Yeah, I can't disagree with any of it. I mean, look, their records speak for themselves in this particular set of circumstances. The thing about Baltimore, you know, depending on what happens with Roethlisberger, maybe they can make a little hay within their division. Right now with the Giants, you know, Philadelphia, they're going to be up and down. They got a rookie quarterback. It's been more up than down thus far. 4-2 with the Redskins, as we talked about previously. They're a pretty good football team that knows how to win with their quarterback. And Dallas is on a nice run right now. Giants just need to make sure that they don't lose traction. Had they lost yesterday, I would have been ready to write their season off. And I would have wondered about how quickly they would have gone down the commode. They pulled it out. You know, one thing out of yesterday's game, Joe, if I'm going to have a takeaway out of it, Anybody that doesn't think Eli Manning isn't great doesn't watch football. Yeah, he has his moments where he drives you nuts, and you know, he'll look like he loses confidence, and I guess maybe he does. But once they found something that worked with Beckham Jr., they kept to it. They stuck to it. He made the throws. Beckham made the plays. But even before that, they were moving the ball around all over the field. There was no pretense at a running game. And everybody got their touches. Odell Beckham Jr. just took the game over along with Eli Manning. And Eli Manning is a mature enough quarterback to recognize that once they had that matchup and they were able to run with it, he just took it, seized it, and they took the game from Baltimore.
Well said, Bob. Not much I can add without getting too deeper into this game, and time really just will not allow that. But did you get your invitation? I got my wedding invitation of Odell Beckham Jr. and Nett. So
yes,
That'll be exciting.
Nett doesn't have a last name. You know, it's funny. There's people, Madonna, Elvis,
Cher,
and Nett. And Nett.
Yeah. Exactly. That'll be nice. It'll be interesting to see how Nett looks in a veil.
Yeah,
I'm very excited. You know, she's going to make.
Could you tell the difference?
Yeah, well, she's going to make a beautiful, blushing bride. So I'm really excited to be going to the wedding of Odell Beckham Jr. And actually, she does have a first name. It's Kicking Net. So
okay.
I'm really, really, really excited, and I look forward to that. And what do you buy the net that has everything? That's I'm trying to figure out as far as a wedding gift.
Lip gloss.
Yeah, well, the bachelorette party and the bridal shower should be real interesting as she invites her friends. Kicking tea, storage
K-ball.
Locker.
K-ball.
You know, it should be a whole lot of fun. That's the one place where you'll see kickers hanging out.
K-ball's always fun at parties.
Oh, yeah. Out of control. She's a real... what do you want to call her? Well, we won't call her anything, but a little humor interjected. Yeah. What do you say we move on to the Bayou, where the Saints improved 2-3, and I guess they get themselves back in the playoff chase in the NFC. Why not the Saints? 41-38 over the Panthers, who, after being down huge numbers, storm back in this one. But, as usual, too little too late. And the Saints are 2-3 on the year. The defending NFC champs are 1-5. And for all intents and purposes, the season is now over. They are not getting back into the NFC playoff chase. Post-Super Bowl loser hangover in full effect. And the immaturity of Cam Newton shows again as we played you some of his press conference. I understand and I've heard all the excuses. He's a sore loser. He's driven by winning. I get it. But you know what? You're the quarterback. You're the face of the franchise. Eli Manning driven by winning. Peyton Manning driven by winning. Ben Roethlisberger driven by winning. Sometimes as the face of the franchise and its quarterback and its highest paid player, what you have to do is stand at that podium, answer those questions, take the blame upon yourself, and hope that the team can move forward. Again, they love him as a physical talent. I don't know how they feel in that building about him as a leader because he didn't lead. You heard the comments. Well, that's what Olsen said. That's not a way to stick up for your guys. Quarterbacks take it on the chin. They take all the credit when things go right. Their job is to take all the blame when things go wrong.
Yeah, there's nothing to argue with there. And look, as he matures or doesn't mature as a leader, that's going to determine how far this Carolina franchise goes in the future or whether or not that Super Bowl visit last year is going to be the last one for them for a while. You know, you look at teams, you look at certain players, and you say to yourself, you know, ask Dan Marino. Oh, I'll be back. You know, I'll be back. Don't worry about it. We'll get 7 trophies. That's what's it doesn't always play out that way. And as talented as Cam Newton is, right now he's in a very precarious situation, not only because of the fact that he's not, you know, at this point in his career, a terrific leader in any way, shape, or form, Joe. The physical pounding he's taken is threatening his career. He's going through a lot of concussion protocols. He's been hurt. It's, you know, as great a physical specimen as he is, how much can he stand up to? And, you know, I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, and I'm not going to put it all on him, obviously, because there's a reason why they got there last year. I'm not so sure about Ron Rivera's job security if they keep going this way this year. A lot of people are saying, oh, he'll get the pass because of the Super Bowl. I'm not so sure, because if Cam's not going to step up as a leader at this point in his career, guess who has to? That's the head football coach. And it seems to me as if he's losing this team and losing that locker room.
Those are strong words and a bold statement. 1 year removed from going to the Super Bowl, the coach is going to lose his job. That's a bold statement. And I'm hard-pressed to see how it happens. I have to figure going to the Super Bowl and being the NFC champs is going to buy you at least one more year. But I can see you conceivably putting him on the hot seat for 2017.
In ordinary circumstances, I would say yes, my friend. The only reason why, and again, I put the caveat in there, if it continues to spiral like this, if they end up with a two-win season or a three-win season, I don't know that he holds on to his job.
Okay. All right. I don't know that I agree, but just it is a strong statement and definitely something to think about. For New Orleans, again, there are a lot of many. Drew Brees, young receiving core that's terrific, an offensive line that is really good and will get better once Teron Armstead comes back. The defense is flat out bad, and they don't run the ball enough to hide that defense. So they probably don't make the playoffs, but they'll be interesting every week, and they will beat a few teams. Whether it's a Will Lutz field goal, you know, as time expires to make it happen, or it's Drew Brees powering them for 465 and four touchdowns to make it happen.
Yeah.
We'll continue. We'll rapid fire through the rest of these games. There aren't really that many left. And then we'll get to all the baseball. That's how we'll take you home next year on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Your music can take you anywhere you want to go. And Guitar Center is the best place to start the journey. Save up to 25% on over 200,000 guitars, amps, and accessories from major brands. Take $200 off select American-made Fender guitars. Get a Martin X-Series Acoustic Electric for $449. A Yamaha Acoustic for just $99. Or Daddario Strings, 3-packs for $10. Where will your new guitar take you? Guitarathon is going on now at Guitar Center.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What's the matter with you two? Can't you take it?
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Let's get rolling here. Jaguars take care of the Bears in Soldier Field, 17-16. They won on the road, 17 fourth quarter points, Joe, but something ain't right with that Jaguar team. Maybe we'll get Ryan O'Hallahan on in a not too distant future.
All I can say is this. A win is a win is a win on the road when you need a win. Well, it wasn't a pretty win. First half was awful. Second half, much better, particularly the fourth quarter. As you said, 17 points unanswered in the fourth to take this one 17-16. They're 2-3. They're right in the thick of things in the awful AFC South. But as you said, it's not a pretty picture right now in Jacksonville.
Yep.
Lions square their record at 3-3, 31-28 over the Rams, who fall to 3-3. We told you they wouldn't stay in first place. And despite Case Keenum playing the best football of his career, 27 for 32, 321, three touchdowns, one critical mistake. The Rams are, they're mediocre, to be kind.
Yeah.
You know, and you can see this all falling out where 3-1 very quickly turns into, I don't know, 5-11.
Yeah.
They're just not that good. They don't have enough weapons on offense. The quarterback's not good enough to make up for that. And their defense, I don't know that it can carry them every week while it's good. They gave up 31 points in this one to Matt Stafford's Lions. And, you know, when the Rams give up 31, they're going to find a way to lose.
Well, you know something, their defense is all levels of banged up. They don't have enough skill, as you said, on the offensive side of the ball. The one saving grace for Jeff Fisher and company is the fact that Keenum is playing well enough that they're not screaming for Jared Goff. And that's a good thing because he ain't even close to being ready.
That's fair. That's fair. Not much more I can add, Bob. So you know what? I'll add nothing. We'll move forward other than to say for the Lions, well, it's the NFC and it's pretty mediocre and you're 3-3.
Yeah.
While I don't love you, you're right there in the chase. This is one of those games that the Steelers put up once to twice a year. It's the stinker on ice. Roethlisberger gets hurt, and now we're going to see BC is going to be out for a while. And he left this game for a short period of time, only to return. But I don't know that that's why they lost.
No.
It was a defensive effort that gave up 30 to the Miami Dolphins, including 204 yards on the ground from Jay Ajayi.
Yeah, this is what my Miami Dolphins found.
Right. This is a Dolphins team that ran the ball week in and week out like they were running into a brick wall. Jay Ajayi was terrific. You finally got good Ryan Tannehill. The Dolphins pick up a win. They're 2-4 on the year, 30-15 over the Steelers. Steelers fall to 4-2. And more significantly than the egg they laid, Ben Roethlisberger with the meniscus, and we've talked about it a lot. It could be pretty quick turnaround, which would have them well positioned to make the playoffs. If this ends up being a lengthier injury, and Landry Jones or Zach Mettenberger are under center for the Steelers, in a crowded AFC, they're not going to make the playoffs.
No, they won't. And you know, again, the ability to make hay, you know, it was there for Baltimore, as we talked about yesterday. They weren't able to do it, losing to the Giants. But I want to focus on Gase here for a second, the Dolphin coach. I mean, we all think he has the potential to be a really good head football coach. And, he got skipped over a couple times. He did come to one realization. Don't ask Ryan Tannehill to do everything, and you might actually win a football game. They were able to run the ball. As you said, previous efforts all this season was like running into cement, and cement always wins, as we're fond of saying. They actually got it done, and oh, look what happened. They won a football game. Maybe Adam Gase figured something out.
Yeah, well, young coaches grow.
Yep.
And it's a good win for them. They're not a good football team, and that'll show as the season goes along. Pickup by the Steelers. Let's see what kind of impact it has, depending on how long they're without General Ben.
Yep.
35-17, Patriots over the Bengals. Patriots keep rolling along, 5-1 on the year for the Bengals. Boy, it's been disappointing. 2-4, 1-3 away from home. Could Marvin Lewis finally be in some trouble in Cincinnati, number one? And number two, they just can't put it together. They find themselves in these games early, and ultimately they get steamrolled in the second half. A couple of weeks ago, it was the Denver Broncos, Trevor Siemian outdueling Big Red Andy Dalton. In this one, they were hanging around with the Patriots for a while.
Yeah.
Well, right up until the third quarter, where the Patriots put up 15, they miss an extra point, but pick up a safety along the way. And this one is really garbage time in the fourth quarter, as the Bengals had no answers. Their defense had no way of stopping the Patriots in the air. And offensively, it's not a great Patriots defense, but they look pretty darn good against what's become a very limited Bengals offense without other weapons around A.J. Green,
yeah,
in large part due to the injury to Tyler Eifert and the defections of a couple of their receivers. The Bengals look in big trouble this year.
You know something, and I'll draw the parallel to what happened with the Atlanta Falcons last year, Joe. It when you have that one target, well, guess what? Everybody knows who the target is, and they figure it out. Dalton's dealing with that with A.J. Green, and nobody else is picking up the slack the same way that Julio Jones and Matt Ryan had that issue last year. Now, granted, the Cincinnati defense is supposed to be better, but they haven't shown it thus far this year. They've been pushed around in a lot of games. And, of course, when you're looking at the coaching matchup in this particular game, well, who's always going to win that one? His first name's Bill, and his last name is Belichick.
Well said. We're going to hurry up, move through this later action. Chiefs impressive, 26-10 over the Raiders, who were putrid in the second half. Raiders are now 4-2, just 1-2 at home. Chiefs improved to 3-2, 1-2 on the road. There's not much I can say other than Chiefs ran the ball well. Alex Smith did enough. The Raiders' defense was lousy again. And in the second half, Derek Carr and the offense were putrid.
Yeah. It's been a little scary for the Raiders this year. You look at the 4-2 record, but it could easily be flipped. This game scared me yesterday, if you're a Raider fan, because the Chiefs went on the road, took care of their business. They were workmanlike, but they played their game, and the Raiders were not able to adjust. As you said, the defense was lacking. And I don't know if there's a little of the we're reading our headlines, and we haven't won anything yet, but we think we're damn good going on out there. Or they just, as we've said, in previous weeks, they don't just seem to be firing on all cylinders yet. Maybe that happens in the second half of the year.
Expectations for the first time, learning how to win. We're seeing it with some young teams that we expected a lot out of. Let's see how it progresses this year and even into next year. More late action. Let's head out to Seattle. Seahawks find a way to win one, 26-24 over the Falcons in what was a back-and-forth game all afternoon. Richard Seymour mugs Julio Jones on the last play of the game.
Yeah.
Should have been pass interference, no call there. But the Falcons found other ways to lose this game. They played very well in defeat. And as I talked about last week, there is a changing of the guard at the top of the NFC. This is one of the new teams on top, the Falcons. And you saw that in the loss. The Seahawks, we talked about, they're the one team from the old guard that's staying at the top of the NFC. Impressive for the Seahawks and impressive in defeat. And one of the few times we'll say a good loss. And that was what it was for the Falcons.
Yeah, that's the thing here. You go out on the road, you head in arguably the toughest place to play in a National Football League, and your loss actually legitimizes your team.
Yeah, well said. Cowboys-Packers. We talked a lot about this game. Prescott was impressive. The Cowboys' offense was impressive. Ezekiel Elliott, incredible. Second most yards, first six games of his NFL career as a running back, eclipsing AP and behind only Eric Dickerson. So they got a great running back, great offensive line, quarterback's playing well, defense has figured out how to mitigate damage, and the Cowboys are 5-1, 30-16 over the Packers. The Packers are 3-2, and as we've talked about all day, They're mediocre on offense. They're mediocre on defense. They're mediocre all around. Some things have to change in Green Bay if they're going to make any noise this year.
Yep, no question about it. Like you said, we covered it in length, so let's move on so we can get to some baseball. Maybe a Brock Osweiler coming out party, Joe. They come from behind to beat the Colts, the Texans, 26-23, in a game that, truthfully, the Texans really needed at this point in their season.
Yep, and a game the Colts let get away. Lamar Miller was terrific. Brock Osweiler, after a lousy start, came on late. The Texans are now 4-2. The Colts fall to 2-4. Show why they are a bad and such a one-dimensional football team. And for the Texans, as you said, they needed this performance. There's issues with consistency on offense. I think ultimately, with the emergence, I can't believe I'm saying it, of Jadeveon Clowney, yep, and the continued development of Whitney Mercilus, even without J.J. Watt, this defense may not miss a beat. If the offense can catch up and do a lot of the things we think it may be able to or thought it may be able to coming into the season, well, the Texans might just be okay. The jury's still out, but they picked up a win in unlikely circumstances when you're watching this game unfold in their own building. Good comeback win for them, bad loss for the Colts, who show just how bad they really are, other than Andrew Luck.
Yep, just as no talent, well, virtually no talent on that Indianapolis Colt football team. And at the end of the season, Ursay's going to have a really hard choice. I don't think it's a hard choice, but maybe for him.
By Ryan Gregson.
You know, yeah, you know. Who
maybe
you
by
trust?
Chuck Pagano, too.
You know, who do you trust to get that one home run draft so you can put some talent around Andrew Luck before it's too freaking late?
Exactly right, Bob. And those questions will be answered in the offseason. But in my mind, it's not Ryan Grigson. And now we move to the Monday night matchup. 2-3 Cardinals trying to keep their season in check. They host the 1-4 New York Jets. Their season is over. Jets are on their way to 1-5. They just don't have the weapons. And the answer, they don't have the answers in the secondary and on defense to corral this Cardinals team. I think the saving grace for the Jets, the Cardinals are dealing with some offensive line issues.
Yeah.
And the one thing the Jets do well is get up after the quarterback with their front four. If they can beat up Carson Palmer, the Jets may have a chance of going into the desert and stealing one. If Carson Palmer deals with a relatively clean pocket and David Johnson can be kind of the lead dog for the offense of the Arizona Cardinals, along with some shots in the passing game from Carson Palmer, because the Jets do not defend the deep ball at all, I think the Cardinals will roll. And I think the Cardinals will end up winning this game. And all of a sudden, maybe after this week, we see an end to the Ryan Fitzpatrick era in New York.
Well, you know something, it's interesting because he needs to win this football game to keep his job. And, you know, he managed to keep his job after last week, but they're not going to have a choice. I mean, if they go to 1-5 on the season, how can you just stick with this guy? That being said, I think this game's actually going to be pretty competitive because of the fact I think the Jets front seven is going to be able to get up after Palmer quite a bit. Whether or not that plays into a victory remains to be seen, because it's going to fall on Fitzpatrick's shoulders to make some plays. And thus far this season, he hasn't been able to do it.
That's it. That's an apt summation and an apt preview of the Monday night matchup from University of Phoenix Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. Next up, Bob, in the very short segment, we'll get you all caught up on all the baseball as far as postseason baseball play, a great Game 2 of the NLCS, and a preview of Game 3 ALCS. That's all next as we take you home on this Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure not to flip that dial.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Baseball it is to wrap up the show. Clayton Kershaw throws a gem. Kyle Hendricks makes one one mistake in scuffling along for 5 1/3 innings. Gonzalez hits it out. The Dodgers go back to L.A. level with the Cubs 1-1.
That's it in a nutshell, Bob. Well said. Kenley Jansen comes on, picks up the last six out save that he blows through for the Los Angeles Dodgers. And for once, the bullpen of the Dodgers doesn't blow it for Clayton Kershaw. And he gives you that great postseason start that you've been looking for. Again, all's not lost for either side, but certainly a very good win and much needed win for the Dodgers in that best of seven NLCS. Game three, ALCS. Indians up 2-0. Trevor Bauer, Marcus Stroman take the hill. Bauer for the Indians, Stroman for the Blue Jays in a must-win game for the Toronto Blue Jays at Rogers Center. And again, to me, the key of this series has been the old-school 70s-esque use of the bullpen by Terry Francona, and that can only be done because of the ego-free mindset of one Mr. Andrew Miller.
No question about it, and slumber lumber is the terminology I would use towards the Toronto Blue Jays. That's where I put my chips, was there on their ability to rake. Thus far, it ain't happening.
Ain't going to be right all the time, and that's why they play the games, Bob. I know it sounds corny, hackneyed, old, and tired, but not unlike me, who's right now corny, hackneyed, old, and tired. That's all I got. We're out of here. I want to thank Jason Cole. I want to thank Robert for pushing all the right buttons all the time today. and speaking up as necessary. But most importantly, we want to thank all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to Spano and Black, stay there. For Bob Black, I'm Joe Spano. So long until tomorrow when we come at you with a brand new edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Good day, all.